Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we will discuss the Nazis' economic and foreign policies between 1933 and 1939, and we will consider specifically the impact that foreign policy had on the economy, society, and the Hitler myth. Given that Hitler's long-term goal was Germany's international dominance, foreign policy was obviously a key feature of life in Nazi Germany. It had major impact, both positive and negative, on Germany's economy, society, and Hitler himself. The introduction of a four-year plan in 1936 was a clear recognition that the Nazis planned to create an economy that was ready for war. Even before this, much of Germany's economic plans had been influenced by military concerns, but this increased after the plan was created. Increased military spending created numerous jobs in Germany, including building weapons of war, and also an increased military, both of which violated the terms of the Treaty of Versailles. Military spending also helped build the wealth of strong German companies, which won their support to the Nazis. The additional land that Germany controlled as part of their expansionist foreign policy was of great help to Germany's economy too. Areas such as Austria, the Saar, and Czechoslovakia increased Germany's working population and also brought resources such as coal, steel, shipbuilding, and farmland. However, some Germans believed that there was too strong a focus on military issues at the expense of Germany's general economy. Hjalmar Schacht, for instance, felt that the Nazis' military focus took away skilled workers from private industry and therefore limited Germany's economic growth. In turn, he believed this actually ended up hurting their ability to build a stronger military. However, German foreign policy did help instill a pride that Germans felt about their country. The growth of German land and its military gave Germany an enhanced strength, and it ended the feelings of vulnerability and humiliation that many Germans felt the Treaty of Versailles had caused them. A stronger economy also improved the public mood. The massive decline in unemployment and schemes such as Strength Through Joy that improved working conditions made Germans happier and more confident. In time, though, many Germans did come to feel that they were not truly financially better off. Hitler's foreign policy goal of Lebensraum had a devastating effect on the so-called outsider groups, especially the Jews. The Nazi desire for a Germany for Germans saw the Jews firstly resented, secondly persecuted, and finally ended in the gas chambers at concentration camps and work camps such as Dachau. Hitler's reputation was greatly enhanced by Germany's foreign policy, at least until the start of World War II. Germans generally felt that Germany's foreign actions were improving the country's strength, pride, and economy. Hitler thus benefited from this as being the country's clear leader. The Nazis' actions also helped stop potential opposition to Hitler. Army chiefs had plotted overthrowing him over the Czechoslovakia crisis. However, the successful outcome ended this possibility. Nevertheless, some Germans did retain the fear that the prospect of war was coming, but these only became more expressed and hugely evident after 1939.